The International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to report on Iran this week. That United Nations agency has been investigating Iran's nuclear program. The United States has accused Iran of having a covert nuclear weapons program, and it wants this issue referred to the UN Security Council to consider punitive action. The atomic regulators have refused to recommend that step in the past, and the Bush administration is considering what to do if they refuse again. Here's NPR's Vicky O'Hara.
In advance of the IAEA board meeting, the Bush administration has tried to bolster the case for finding Iran in noncompliance with its obligations under the Nonproliferation Treaty. Undersecretary of State John Bolton, who's known as a Bush administration hawk, went public with statements he attributed to an Iranian representative during a recent meeting with European nations. Bolton says the Iranian told the Europeans that Tehran could accomplish uranium enrichment within a year and be able to weaponize it within 3 years.
The significance of that is that it's a clear statement of nuclear weapons intention, and I think it gives the lie to their public statements that their nuclear efforts are entirely peaceful.
But two European diplomats who asked not to be identified took issue with Bolton's characterization of what was said. A third European diplomat said that Iran frequently uses hectoring language in such meetings and makes statements that are open to interpretation. But Bolton points out that the Iranians have not denied making the statement as he described it. Jeffrey Kemp, an analyst with the Nixon Center in Washington, says that if Bolton's characterization is accurate, it would suggest that Iran has abandoned its previous commitment to nonproliferation.
It goes against everything they have been saying in the past, and to that extent does reflect a significant and more ominous shift in their rhetoric and therefore presumably their policy.
Germany, France, and Britain are in an uncomfortable position going into this meeting. Last fall, as Washington clamored for IAEA action against Iran, the three European nations negotiated a deal, under which Tehran agreed to suspend uranium enrichment activities. But Iran later rescinded that agreement. Nonetheless, diplomats at the IAEA in Vienna say the latest report on Iran offers no conclusive evidence that Tehran is involved in illicit activity. Diplomats say that makes any IAEA referral of the matter to the Security Council very unlikely. Michael Rubin, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank in Washington, warns that IAEA action would only encourage Iran's nuclear ambitions.
What the IAEA has said would constitute proof would be the discovery of nuclear weapons components. By that point, it would be too late.
Undersecretary Bolton says that Washington feels a great sense of urgency about resolving the Iran issue.
The longer we get lost in diplomatic exchanges, the more progress the Iranians are making, and the greater the likelihood that they'll have a completely indigenous capability, which will make it harder to stop their program by affecting their external procurement.
Another State Department official says that in recent months, the Bush administration's view of the Iran problem has changed, from questioning Tehran's ability to develop nuclear weapons to the conviction that a nuclear-armed Iran is all but inevitable. Perhaps reflecting that change of view, a senior administration official in recent weeks has talked to the news media about efforts at regime change in Iran through covert methods. Undersecretary of State Bolton emphasizes that Washington's goal is to reach a peaceful resolution of the Iran problem.
But let's be clear, we don't want Iran to have a nuclear weapons capability.
Jeffrey Kemp suggests that if the IAEA fails to send the issue to the Security Council, that the U.S. immediately work with the Europeans to develop a unified strategy outside of the IAEA using what he calls carrots and sticks.
If the Europeans and the Japanese, who are also very interested in investing in Iran, were to take a really tough stand on continued investments in Iran, particularly in the energy sector, that would send a very strong message to the mullahs, which they simply could not ignore.
But Michael Rubin warns that whatever the U.S. is going to do, it had better be done quickly before Iran, like North Korea, acquires nuclear weapons. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.